that is kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm. What about whites? Are there any other names for whites?
White, Americans.
Mm-hmm. And a child that's born, one parent's black, another parent's white, you'd call that child a...
Straight one.
What would you call a real light-skinned Negro?
Albino.
Mm-hmm. And what did colored people used to call the man that they worked for?
Master.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear him use the word captain?
Yeah, captain, or master, boss.
Mm-hmm. And people that, white people that you sort of look down on, they don't have any money, but they don't try to do anything for themselves.
White trash.
Okay. What would colored people call whites that they look down on?
White trash.
And French people in Louisiana are called?
French. Coonies?
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
Coonass.
Is that term joking or...
They don't like for you to call them a coonass because a lot of them come get watermelon. You call them that, they get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Quick.
What about Mexicans? What different names are there for Mexicans?
For Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
Jack, Joe.
I mean, what?
Oh, like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mexicana.
Any insulting?
Omri.
Huh?
Omri.
Mm-hmm. Any insulting names or?
No. If you call a Mexican, Mexican,
mm-hmm.
he don't care because he knows he's Mexican. They're a different term than if you call, like a nigger, you call him a nigger. That's what I thought they, it's like a Mexican, a nigger, white. Mm-hmm. You call a nigger that, he wants to get mad. But you call a Mexican, he's a Mexican, and he don't care. Because
mm-hmm.
he's proud he is a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
But a nigger makes it worse on himself because he's ashamed to be called a nigger. His mm-hmm. own right.
What different, what would you call someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much? And when he does get into town, you can tell just immediately that he's from way out in the country.
Backwood.
What about Hoosier or Cracker? Do you ever use those terms?
No, be backwood or...
What would you call someone who...
Countryfied or...
Uh-huh. Someone who... worked on a ranch and sort of cowboy type.
Hillbilly or
mm-hmm.
cowpoke. Or
what about kicker?
Cow kicker or something.
How's the word kicker used?
Well, that's mostly referring to a boy that's about 16 or 18, gets on a big cow boots and
mm-hmm.
goes around just walking, kind of really trying to walk like a cowboy, and he's not much cowboy either, and he just kicker, you know, they call him. He wants to be a cowboy, and he really don't know how. It's what they call a kicker.
Is that here. Teasing him? Insulting?
Well, it's kind of insulting myself. I take it, if you're a kicker, you are a drugstore cowboy. Drugstore cowboy comes out and tries to be a big rancher, and he really don't know how, and he gets on a horse and he runs him 50 yards and he falls off. That's about the same thing as a kicker, a mm-hmm. drugstore cowboy.
Any other name for kicker?
Football kicker.
Uh-huh.
Kicks
about?
A ball, football.
Mm-hmm. What about the term shit kicker? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, shit kicker, yeah.
Does that mean the same thing as... It's just kicker?
Yeah, that's about the same. It all means about the same. It's city boy, cowboy.
Uh-huh. It's all pretty insulting.
Yeah.
And say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Almost slipped down.
And I like to...
Fell down.
Huh?
Fell down.
Say the whole thing. I like
to have fell down.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so y'all can go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in
pretty soon.
Or in
just a minute.